Okay, let's see. It's time to listen to Betsy. Hi, Betsy. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I just listening to you, I brought up another question. I take fish oil, about 3,000 milligrams total, with a higher amount of DHA as you recommend. But they're in capsules, and I've heard you say that you think maybe the liquid's better, but I don't know what an equivalent amount would be and whether I'd be able to split it up so I get more DHA and less EPA like I do now. I buy two different bottles.
Right. Okay. Well, one can quickly find out an equivalent this way, ma'am. You get out your tablespoon measure, and you start poking a hole in those capsules and squeeze out the omega-3 in there until you fill the tablespoon. And last I did that, I was quite surprised. It took 15 capsules to fill the tablespoon.
Wow. So what would that, if I looked at a fish oil bottle, how would I know how many tablespoons it has in it?
Oh, well, they'll tell you how many ounces, and I'd have to go online and find out how ounces converts to tablespoons, ma'am. I just don't have that one memorized, but there are those converters that you can go to online, and ounce equals so many milliliters equals so many tablespoons, etc., and find out.
Well, if you have, like, in your dispensary, if you have those kind of things, does it tell you, you know, a dose is so much, you know what I mean?
Oh, some of them do, some of them don't. It just depends on the company whether they put that information on there, ma'am.
Okay, well, at least I have a general idea. I am not an advocate of vaccines, and I have not taken any for many, many, many years after I got wise to it. But I heard something this morning that alarmed me, and I thought I'd check in with you. Like most people, my generation and yours, we all got chickenpox. And then, of course, when you get older, you may get shingles.
Yep.
And many years ago, probably, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, I got a case of shingles, but they gave me some high-powered antibiotic, and they were gone in a week. And I haven't had any since. But
yay.
What this person was saying is that if you get shingles a second time, you may end up having the rash go away, but you may end up with this terrible neurologic pain that never goes away. And now they have some new, I don't know, two-dose vaccine or something for shingles that's supposed to prevent that. But again, I'm not a fan of vaccines, but I wanted to get your opinion on that. Because I didn't like the way they sounded about how bad the pain was if you got it again.
I hear you, ma'am. It does hurt like heck. Now, back in the day before our public servants in Washington, D.C., started really messing with natural medicine, if a person came in with shingles, we would give them instructions on how to give themselves injections, because it's right in the muscle and it doesn't hurt anything, of vitamin B12 and a substance called ATP. And ATP is adenosine triphosphate. It's the molecule, the energy molecule that's generated, hopefully, in good of quantities within every cell in our bodies, ATP is. And it was available because it belongs in the body. My goodness, it was available for injection. And we put it together with B12, and that pain would be just faded away within about a week. And that was that. Well, funny thing, our public servants back in Washington, D.C. decided that ATP was dangerous to use by infection. Excuse me, it's in every cell in our bodies, but it's dangerous to use by injection. So we can't get it anymore. So what we have to do now, we can get vitamin B12, thank goodness, is we teach people to give themselves B12 injections. And ATP is available over the counter as an oral supplement, and that doesn't work as well against shingles as the injection did. But if we swallow a bunch of ATP, remembering that it belongs in our bodies, in every cell in the body, and give B12 shots, we can still do a fairly good job at making those shingles settle down and go away. Not as rapidly as we could when we could inject it before our public servants took it away, but still, that's the thing. Now, here's another thing to have in mind. For whatever reason, I'm not quite sure, but when people get the shingles, I start looking around for signs of low stomach acid, and what do you know, the majority of those people who've had the shingles Now, we don't worry about it while they're hurting like heck, but after that, I'll discuss this with them, say, hey, you might want to get that tested after the pain settled down, of course. Now, why should a person with shingles have low stomach acid? Well, guess what? That herpes zoster likes to hang out in the stomach, and herpes zoster is the virus that causes the chicken pox, as you just pointed out. And when we're older, it causes the shingles, but it likes to hang out in the stomach. So I'm just guessing, and I haven't found any research on this one, but I'm just guessing, since I have found research that likes to hang out in the stomach, but that's as far as it goes. I'm just guessing that it just messes up the stomach's normal capabilities, ma'am, while it's hanging out in the stomach.
Ah, well, I, thanks to your clinic, have been tested for low stomach acid, and I had it, and I have been taking stomach acid for, I don't know, probably at least a year. Mm-hmm. So it sounds to me like that might at least kind of help deter from getting a second attack.
Well,
but if you have a second attack and you do this ATP and B12, and I had no pain with the first attack at all. But
good.
With the if I get a second attack, if it gets rid of the rash, but is that still going to get rid of that terrible pain they talk about?
Yes, it gets rid of both of them, ma'am, but it does it more slowly than when we had the injectable ATP. I don't mean enormously slowly. I just mean it's not gone in a week anymore. It usually takes a couple, three.
Then it gets rid of it. Okay, because I don't like to take vaccines, but I you know, was hearing about this, and I'm going, this is not a good thing at all.
Nope, not that much pain. No way, ma'am.
I guess it's terrible. Oh, this just realized my foot. This is quick, I guess. I had a really bad, a knife fell off the counter and it hit that little artery that's below your ankle.
Ow.
And so, yeah, nasty. The point of it went right in. So I took it over to UW and they patched it up. But they said because it was more than 12 hours since it had happened, they wouldn't sew it up. And it's very slow to heal. And I'm in really good health. I mean, I'm not 20, but I'm in really good health. And I just wondered if you had any suggestions for something that might encourage that foot to put itself back together.
Yes, ma'am. It's called zinc. You've seen zinc oxide paste on people's noses, makes their nose look white. And rubbing zinc oxide into a wound does help to heal it faster.
Oh, now I take zinc, but I've never heard of the paste. Is that something I can get at my health food store?
Usually it's sold in the big box drugstores of all things, ma'am, and not so much in the health food stores because the big box drugstores sell it so much. However, if you do go to a big box drugstore and ask the pharmacist, where's your zinc oxide ointment? They usually call it an ointment. Ask them to make sure to read the label that there's nothing artificial in there besides, not besides, there's nothing artificial in there, I should say, just the zinc oxide.
Just zinc, right, and whatever carrier.
Zinc oxide and a carrier, and that's that, and nothing else added.
Oh, well, I can go over to Costco and try that.
Ask them that question, unless you can, ma'am.
You've been extraordinarily helpful today. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Well, thank you for calling and helping me get out the word about natural medicine, ma'am. Thank you.